you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. You'll learn about adding Legos to your investment portfolio and how to sell them like a reselling arbitrage ninja. We talk about how to spot a good set to invest in and then how to get rid of them and cash in. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja Go, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Here I give you all the LEGO investing tips as well as reselling tips and anything that's going to help you to make a buck selling them if you can. I wanted to give you some good tips that I wish that somebody told me before I started investing in Legos. Because, you know, when you start off something new, you're going to make some mistakes. Everybody does. Even when if you've been doing this for a long time, you're still going to make a few mistakes here and there. But one of the things when you're investing is you don't want to make too many of those mistakes because it can cost you some money, or at the very least, it could prolong you actually getting an investment return out of that. So following these tips are going to help you to save a little money, to invest more wisely, and also to just kind of get a pulse of what Lego investing is, and you'll develop your own pulse for that. Hopefully I'm going to give you guys some good tips that'll help you make some money. So let's get right into it. So really the first tip that I can give you is pick an actual theme to start with. Now, I don't mean that you have to stick with one theme and you buy that's it all the time. It really helps if you don't really know too much about it, is first go to the store and buy a Lego and then just open it up, do it, whatever, give it to your kids, donate it. But just go into the store, look at the different themes that you see out there. I would really focus on one theme that that you maybe you're interested in, because if you're more interested or you're more passionate about something, you're most likely gonna actually do it. And you know, if you're like me, I mean, I'm a big Star Wars fan. I got Star Wars Legos all around me right now. I know you guys can't see it in this blank screen here, but basically, you know, it's a theme that I'm interested in. So I still invest in other sets as well. I found it much easier when I was started, you know, years and years ago to actually know like what themes are coming out, the movies that are coming out. I'm in tune with all that stuff. So I was able to find these deals. I was able to know like the popularity of the different characters and things like that. So really it's if you can find one particular theme that you can start with, you know, that's really going to help you out. That's going to give you the sense of where you're going to be starting, and as far as what, you know, basically it's going to help you to the ins and out of that particular theme. So and then as you get more comfortable on, you can add on some other things, and that might just take you a month. I mean, really. But really it's a place to start, and you can go on and look and see what different sets are in there. And go and actually look. So really the next thing is you want to actually get some data. You want to look at some data and you want to look at what these themes are doing, you know, as far as an investment. So if you go and look at a few different older sets, and what I would suggest is to go on to Keepa. I did a video on Keepa. So if you click up there, there's a video on Keepa and how to use it to find some Lego investing deals. So take a look at that video. But ultimately, if you look at the data that you're going to need, and the data points that you really want to have when you're looking at Legos, is if you're going to be going into a particular set, you want to know if the set's very popular. So having that data as far as the sales volume is also a good thing. And then if you go and you compare the different sets, like let's say you have a Ninjago City, you know, the new ones that come out, you can look at the older sets of that, and then you can compare and see where they went and how their investment went in that particular set. Now, obviously, market conditions change all the time. You know, supply and demand is just, it's a, it's not a, it's a little living thing. It's not anything that is concrete over a period of time. The popularity of Lego is definitely getting up there. So it's something that I think the trend is going up for a lot of these things. So usually it's a safe bet to look at a lot of the older trends and sales data for it. Part of it is that when you're looking at this data to look at things, you know, you're going to find things that not everybody is really looking at. So, you know, it's just something that will give you that extra advantage and extra edge. Now, speaking of everybody looking at it, you know, the next one I would really say is if everybody is talking about a particular set. I mean, like your grandmother, your neighbor, everybody who's not even doing any kind of Lego investing. If they're talking about a particular set, or if you hear it, buy this one, and it's all you ever hear is buy this particular one, then you know you probably want to avoid it because there's going to be a saturation of it. And now that doesn't mean that you're not going to make any money, you're not going to get a return on investment of it. But what happens is that particular set could be re-released, could go into another production run of it with Lego if it's really popular, or a lot of the resellers will really scoop a lot of them up. So what happens is when it does finally retire, it takes longer for, you know, kind of the big volume of sellers to go through and get to where you return on investment where you really want it to be at that time. So, you know, it's not that I would, I bought sets that everybody's talking about and I still will, but I just wouldn't go deep on them. There's some sets that, you know, they kind of sneak under the radar. Not everybody talks about them, or even if they do, people just, you know, they just avoid them, or they just don't have an investment at that time. So I still get them. I just don't go as deep into them as I would for other sets that I find better value in. As far as that particular set and anything that I'm thinking, if you really wanted one, there's one that everybody's talking about that was talking about the astronaut set. I wish I had it up with me, but it was like a women's astronaut set that, my goodness, I mean, in the resale community when I back 2000, whenever that set came out, 2016, 2017, everybody was talking about it. I mean, it was so talked about it that, I mean, everybody who scooped it up, you know, kind of missed out holding it, and you had to hold it for quite some time, you know, and then that's, you know, I still made money off of it. I did a quick flip on that one, if I remember correctly, but, you know, I didn't get as many of them because everybody was talking about it. So really, the other tip that I can give you, honestly, is you make your money on the buy. That's the old reseller advice that you hear sometimes. And then that basically means that you're actually making the money when you're actually purchase the inventory at the time. So best way that you can do it, honestly, is to get discounted sets and then also to use rebates online rebates. And what I mean by discounted sets, so there's some clearance items sometimes, you know, Walmart and Target and all the big stores, they have their inventory there. They need to make some shelf space for the new inventory. So they're going to get rid of a lot of the Legos at some heavily discounted prices. So that's a really good time to get them. And sometimes you can get like 50% off of Legos. Now, there's going to be slim pickings when it gets down there, but ultimately if you get, you know, a discount off the retail price, you're saving when you eventually go to sell it. You're going to be able to get a better return on your investment at that time. Also, another thing is a lot of people don't use is online rebates. If you go down, there's a link I'll put down below, just one of the rebate things that I use. I mean, really, the online rebates is also a good way to tap in, and you can save, you know, sometimes it's it's about 2 to maybe like 5%. Sometimes, you know, they also have certain times of the year where you can get double cash back, where there might be like up to like 7 or 8% on some of these deals. Black Friday, all around the holidays, they always have these type of deals as well. So, you know, it's really good to use that. Another tip is if you have credit cards, you know, I don't suggest that you put Legos on credit cards, by the way. I use credit cards and then I pay them off each month at the end of the month, but you get points for that. They have some, you know, some pretty good, you can get pretty good percentages off, like Walmart. I know they have one out there for 5%. So that's just another extra cash that I use. I pair that up with the online rebates and then get it when they're discounted. And, you know, I'm saving much. Now you can put your COGS down, whatever you want. You can use it as, you know, check with your actual accountant on that. You know, you can, you know, use the discounted price as your COGS and then get it, or just use that as a discount, as a coupon. But really, it's just buying at the right time. It's really something that as an investor, you want to make sure that you're timing the market right, so you're able to get that supply. Then you hold on to it and then you can sell it about later on. That's really the four main tips. But I do have another tip that I wanted to also really tell you, because it really is one of the things that, you know, as an investor, is that sometimes you're going to have your, sometimes cash flow really comes into play with your inventory. Sometimes you also make a bad buy, or you buy too many of one thing, or the market really just isn't doing what you wanted to do at the particular point. Don't be afraid to cash out a little bit early in some of these deals. And what you can do is, sometimes what I'll do is I'll set my cash out price at maybe at 100%. And then let's say I have, you know, 50 of the item, I might only sell like 20 of them or something, or maybe even like, you know, 25, maybe half of it at that particular ROI. And then I'll hold on to the rest of them until they reach another ROI that I want to get at that point. And that's obviously later down the road, but at least I'm still making a profit off that. I'm getting a good return on investment. It's a shorter time frame that I'm waiting for it. Then I can use that money and reinvest it into other deals. Maybe there's another deal that came out, because I like to do that before, you know, usually, well, the way I do things, Christmas, I'm always putting everything on my credit, pay it off in January. You know, I might just, you know, at that point, I might sell off a few little things here and there to just invest it more into my business with it. So really, don't be afraid. You know, everybody says that you got to get this certain ROI on everything that you do. And yes, it's true. You know, the longer you wait, you're going to get a better return on your investment. But really, just go at it. And if it's something that you need to do to practice, then you can let some of it go at that point. So really, those are the best tips I can give you as far as starting out in Lego investing. It's really one of those things. You have to have patience. You have to have some kind of timing. You have to use the data. You really have to keep your eye and your ears to the ground when it comes to some of this stuff. And just having that pulse will give you the edge over other people who don't really have that. They're just looking to get a quick buck because they're not going to know all these little details that some of the people are more passionate about it. So hopefully those tips have helped you out. Well, hopefully that's helped you out, and I'll see you guys in the next video.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.